I think you should just keep it if you fuck up this time, because I'm gonna fucking make a joke out of it.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
I think it's gonna play off better like that.
Because Rob and Nick can't go back to the
room. We already know what it's supposed to be this time. Mm-hmm. Yo, what's good, everyone? This is your host, TK Alpha with the Alpha Mentality. Thank you for tuning in to today's podcast. We have a very special guest, my homeboy, the one and only Fish. Say what's up.
What's up, y'all?
Fish has a comedy show today down at the Laughing Skull, a.k.a. the Vortex. Fish, we want to just ask you some, not we, but yes, myself and the audience,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, what up to the other people in my car? Where you at?
We're doing this from Fish's car, too. We just got some questions to ask you. We'll get started. First question, you know, I'm going to ask the question everybody wants to know. What made you decide to hop on the fucking stage and do the comedy show today?
So, I already like to bullshit a lot on my Snapchat. And I figured, what's the difference between putting my phone in my face and taking it to a stage? And also, the one thing that one of my favorite comics, Mark Maron, actually talked about is I feel like comedy is more on the spot. It needs to be up close and personal. Like, that's how I always pictured comedy in my head. So, yeah, trying to do it. Trying to make the dream.
Okay, what is the dream exactly in your eyes?
So, for me, it's part of the reason I want to be a comedian is because they poke fun at some of the darkest and most fucked up situations. But, like, They do it in a way that's joyful, that everybody can relate to or everybody finds funny. And, like, in that, I think that's a beautiful thing. It brings happiness to the world in a really beautiful way because everybody gets it. It's just, like, sometimes they're sensitive topics, but those boundaries can be crossed when you make them funny.
Right on, right on, right on. I completely agree with you on that there. We all have some dark shit going on in our lives, but, you know, make that shit funny. My next question for you, Fish, is what comedians throughout your life has inspired you? You already mentioned one.
Yeah, Mark Maron is definitely one of my favorites. Then there's the famous foreign guy from Australia, Jim Jefferies, who he got me more into wanting to do comedy. It's always been in my head, but when I saw his stand-up, I was like, yeah, you know, like, I would really love to make people laugh like this because his type of comedy is kind of relatable to what I do. He tells stories, but he just is able to word them in a really great way. But then you've also got Louis C.K. and I can't remember the other guy. He's a music comic. It's like Dimitri Martin. That's it. They've always been inspirations for me.
Okay. It's pretty dope. Pretty dope. Nice choices there. The next question is, What's your comedic style? Are you gonna tell some not jokes? You gonna tell some stories? Please tell me.
Yeah, man. Just like I said, Jim Jefferies is kind of the reason I started storytelling style. So that's really what I'm trying to go for. To me, comedy is also like therapy. I just kind of talk about whatever's in my head, and then I go on about my day.
Gotcha. Okay. You just mentioned comedy to use like therapy. Like, have you ever experienced therapy before in life? Like, to kind of relate to that, like, you know?
Yeah, I've been through some counseling in my life. Not going to lie about that. I think that's also a topic that, you know, people try to hide in these days when it's really like everybody's got problems, man. It's okay to talk about them because that's the one thing that makes them get better.
You're damn right. Let's allow the audience to get to know you. Tell us a little bit about your backstory, Fish, besides the comedy and stuff.
So I was raised with an elderly generation of parents. They are, did I say elderly? I think it is. They are, let's see, my mom is 57 and my dad is 59. And so, you know, most kids my age that are 22, their parents are like in their 40s right now. You know, so
your parents were actually parents. They weren't fucking like teenagers when they had you.
Exactly. They were actually grown full adults. So I kind of was raised really differently. And like, granted, I would consider myself privileged growing up, because what it seems when I look back, I my parents did everything for me, and I'm truly grateful for that. But I also feel like that's kind of what created me into the person I am. They should have said no to me more often. And they always said no, but the thing about me is I'm very stubborn and hard-headed. Like, if I have something on my mind, I'm going to fucking do it. No one's stopping me. That's just, like, not up for debate. And it's not even like I make these decisions thinking about them. I make these choices really impulsively. So I snuck out a lot, you know, a lot of us do, but like, I was really bad. I got stopped by cops multiple times when I was sneaking out. One time I was sneaking back into my house actually, and a cop saw me because he was parked in like this little dead end part of my street. And he saw me going through my front window, and immediately lights on, comes in the driveway. I'm like already inside, and shut the window. And he knocks, my parents wake up, you know, whole ordeal about it. And so they found out that I was sneaking out. That was when I was like 14, something like that. There was another time that I, you know, I'll tell that story a different time. But yeah, I just grew up with way more strict parents, but they gave me a lot of what they could. But, you know, it's hard to explain.
Gotcha. I think we got the gist of it. You know, we'll tell you another time, like you said there. Are you nervous about tonight? Like, are you, like, fearless? Like, what's in your mind?
I'm nervous, yeah. Every day since I found out this was going to be a thing, I've been getting more and more nervous. But at the same time, in the back of my head, I'm like, dude, you do this anyways. Like, you already make fun of yourself. You already do this on the internet. Like, and the internet's more fucking likely to see this than, you know, local people, because the venue can only hold a certain amount. The internet's endless. So it's like, why should I not put myself out there on this?
You got a point there. True shit. I think personally you don't have shit to worry about. Like, everybody keeps telling you, I keep telling you, you're fucking hilarious, fucking, you know, knock them fucking dead, you know. And if they don't fucking laugh, your friends will laugh. I'll definitely laugh with you and after you, like I've been doing.
As long as people are laughing and it puts a smile on their faces, man, that's what I care about. I've had a lot of people, including my parents, actually tell me recently and be like, are you preparing for this? And I'm just like, no, I'm going to wing it like I have the rest of my life. You know, that's worked out somehow, which right? is... It's crazy, man. I never thought this would actually be a thing for me. I've always wanted to do it, but I never thought it was as easy as fucking meeting a guy and emailing him, hey, can I do this? And he said, all right. It's crazy.
Shit. Yeah, you're finna make some history today for sure, Fish. Like, you're finna, like, be on the same stage that people like fucking Dave Chappelle have, like, been on before and shit, you know? Like, that's fucking big in itself. You're, like, win or lose, like, you're fucking finna do the damn thing and do something that no one around us has never done. So congrats to that, Fish. I'm gonna fucking ask a couple more questions and we're gonna close. What's your favorite thing to do outside of comedy, outside of like partying and stuff, you know? Like, tell me about it.
So I've got a dog whose name is Frisco Milt, and I named him after the Frisco Milt from Steak and Shake, because right after I got him, I went to Steak and Shake and I looked at the menu and I looked at him sitting in the seat and I was like, yeah, this is gonna work out great. So I take him on a lot of hikes. He's a little pit bull terrier. He's a highly energetic dog, so I take him out a lot. I play guitar whenever I'm just like chilling in my basement, you know, like everybody else, listen to music a lot, and generally just do what I consider normal things, you know. Go play in the dirt with a stick, some shit like that.
I don't know. Oh shit.
Like on that note, man, fucking I kind of wish it was like that when we were younger, or when I, even in today's world, man, because technology has totally taken us over. I hate how much I'm on my phone just staring at Facebook, like going through shit, right. But it's so entertaining and I can't stop.
I still want to play like hide go seek and shit.
Exactly, man. Like, it'd be fun, but at the same time, you know, when everybody goes and hides, they're just going to hide behind a tree and sit on their phone. And if you find them, they're just going to be like, fuck off, I'm texting my friend.
And I think people are like more so playing hide go seek with the cops these days than anything. Like, fucking, it's like the fucking actual seekers or the cops and people, like, I don't know.
Oh, I think we've all seen that plenty of times.
I'm still doing that shit. The fuck you mean? They ain't finding
shit
out here.
See? This is adult shit, man. We grown up in this.
Hell nah. Fucking, See. Speaking of Facebook and then getting on your phones, like, there's been a lot of drama recently on Facebook and stuff, Fish. What, how do you feel about that? Like, don't say any names, but, like, pick a specific topic that you saw on Facebook that's been drama from the fucking, the mean girls shit that's been going on, or the fucking Facebook, like, texter guy.
I think it's all hilarious. First off, the mean girls thing cracks me up because I knew nothing about it, but it's just funny to see how public everybody makes their problems. I used to do the same thing, though, so I'm not one to judge. But I just find it funny now because I know I used to do it. But then also everybody knows the texting mystery that's going around, dude. That's something else. I got a text yesterday, right at literally like.
Yeah, dude.
I didn't tell you about it. No. Oh man, it's great. It's great. It ended up with me asking if this was Barney the dinosaur. And but yeah, they legitimately texted me yesterday. And
what did he say to you?
It was, hold on, let me bring this up real quick.
Oh shit. Yeah, this shit's fucking kind of scary. Not scary. I'm not scared. I think it's kind of adventurous, kind of fun. Like the movie fucking Scream.
Like it's definitely adventurous, but you know, you're in the same boat as me. It's creepy how much this person seems to know, and like that's just not cool, you know? They seemingly like have dirt on a lot of people, and it's like accurate.
Right. I mean, it's accurate, but it's like, is he saying anything different that you can find out from looking at Facebook, though, about somebody? Because, like, he targeted me at one point, messaged my homegirl, Olivia. What's up, Olivia? Shouts out to you. He messaged her today or some shit talking about, hey, it's TK. She's like, hey, it's not TK. Like, nice try.
Yeah.
And he starts, like, quoting, like, shit I said on Facebook and stuff and say he's going to get me and my alpha gang. What the fuck is that?
Yeah, man. I saw them, I saw somebody post about that or somebody. Maybe you told me earlier about it already. But, yeah. Here's what they told me. They first off said, I'm just going to read it back and forth, so I'm okay. Not going to say it. Chris, who this? Your buddy. I don't have those. I'm hurt. That's your problem. It's Cedric, bro. Chris, go home. You were drunk. No, I'm actually shooting up heroin. Let's be politically correct here. FYI, I've never done that. I'm terrified of needles, which is ironic for how many tattoos I have, but I'm horrified of sticking heroin in my arm. Hell no. And then they said, you need help. You got my money? I'm glad you have no friends. No wonder why you lost your ID at Opera. Yes, people, that happened last week, and they still got it. I'm kind of pissed. I've called 3 times. You know, that's another thing. Anyways.
Fuck Opera.
Then this person got personal. This is where they started, like, saying dirt. They were like, Bethany is now with me. And I said, that's cool as long as she's happy. But wait, that's right. She's actually speaking with my buddy and talking to him, so I know this is bullshit. Then I said, Flex is going to flex. And, you know, it went on and on and on. This person just kept changing her story, and it ended up with, want to be my friend? I don't befriend strangers. I can make love no other. Is this Barney the dinosaur?
What the fuck, man?
Yeah.
So this fucking guy is like, I don't know, he's trolling, but not trolling your Tommy earlier.
Yeah, like, it's weird. Like, it's a troll, but it's a obvious troll, you know? Mm-hmm. It's not like... It's just dumb, but it's entertaining.
Yeah.
And I hate entertaining it, man, because it's not going to go away. But what else are we going
to
do?
I wish he would fucking text me. I gave Olivia my number to give to him's ass, and he told her, no, he's not going to hit me up. I'm like, what the fuck? Are you scared to text me?
You're one of the group that hasn't been hit up yet?
I haven't been hit up yet, but I gave him my number. I told Olivia. He pretended to be me, right? And I said, Olivia, give him my number. I want to talk to him. He says no.
No. There's like still a small group of people, and it's like, oh, to be honest, it is the people that like keep to themselves more often and don't really go out as much, but are still family that haven't got messages, but you know, like they're still in the scene and people do know them well. So it's like crazy why it's not this small group, but at the same time not really.
Right. Olivia was like, are you scared of some shit or whatever? And he stopped responding after that. And when he said, like, I told him message, but he probably is scared. I think it's fucking like, I can't say any names, but I think it's like the fucking, the handful of DJs who like to like hit women. And it could be them because they got banned from the scene. It could be fucking that one fucking guy who like got the job with fucking Supreme. It could be him, we think, because he's in California. Met the numbers in California. Sorry. Guy, I know we're friends and all, but hey, it could be you too. It could be that one guy, fucking Basebot, the fucking robot, fucking meth head from back who got kicked from Iris, you know? Man, a meth-headed robot, what the fuck?
I remember seeing that on Facebook. I was, I think I wasn't even in state at that time, but I was like, yeah, I was going to Utah. I was about to move to Utah, and I saw that post, and I was like, is this real? I don't remember who I messaged about it, but I was like, is this real right now? Because, like, this is actually fucked up. We need to do something about this. Like, call the police there. That was terrifying.
Yeah. Or it could be fucking the guys who used to own the old rave building and they got blown up or tore down. I can't say their names. Could probably try to sue me for nothing. I know because I don't have shit, but still, I'm talking about the fucking guy. The guy whose name is opposite of a night. You know.
Yeah.
There's night and there's the D word.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't say that name. So yeah, a lot of fucking villains. A lot of people who are suspects for sure. In this fucking little texter mystery fucking thing. But whoever it is, though, I'm saying, you know, it's a shitty thing. I'm still, like, entertained by it, but still a shitty thing. I'm going to move on here to our probably very last question. What can we expect from you tonight, Fish? Like, tell us anything.
Festivals. Stories of my festival experiences. That's the closest thing I can say.
Holy shit.
Without incriminating myself any further.
Oh, shit. Damn. All right, folks. There you have it, man. You heard it from my boy, Fish. That ends today's episode of Alpha Mentality. Not episode, but podcast. I keep referring to this fucking podcast as a TV show.
You know, for blind people, it is, all right? You're still partially right. You're on the money when there.
All right, folks. Thank you for tuning in. Can you please subscribe, like, share? Tell us what you don't like about it. No matter what, good or bad, I accept everything. If you don't like it, though, fuck you.
I respect that.
Right. And we'll see you tonight at the Vortex, aka Life and Scope, for a Vicious Comedy Show.
Hey, man. Hope to see y'all there. Any support is greatly appreciated because I never thought this would be happening. But thanks for having me, TK.
Thanks for being my head.
You see that fucking hawk?
What fucking hawk?
Yeah, there was a hawk that just flew by.
All right. We're friending. We'll chase this hawk down here to the Vortex, folks. See you guys later. Peace.